WSBTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hello, Irish fans. I'm Mike Sullivan, and you're listening to Dome and Domer. Today, we want to bring you a special interview we did with former Notre Dame kicker and punter DJ Fitzpatrick. DJ was recently released from the Buffalo Bills after attempting to make their roster for the 2008 season as a place kicker. But we caught up with DJ a couple weeks ago, and we hope you enjoy this interview with DJ Fitzpatrick. Well, we have a special guest on Dome and Domer. We're really happy to bring to the program former Notre Dame kicker and punter DJ Fitzpatrick. DJ had a great career for Notre Dame, a South Bend kid, played at Marion High School. And right now DJ is in camp with the Buffalo Bills. So, DJ, welcome to Dome and Domer. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us.
No, thanks for having me.
DJ, since you left Notre Dame, tell me a little bit about where your career has gone and camp with the Buffalo Bills so far, what your chances look like. What have you been doing, and how does this season look for you?
Well, last year I was with the Buffalo Bills for training camp. I got released at the end of camp. Had a trial with the Denver Broncos in Jacksonville towards the end of the year, but ultimately ended up taking a banking job in Chicago and just kind of stayed ready and signed again this February with Buffalo. So I'm behind Brian Moorman, who's their punter, who's a full punter, and once they make their final cut in the final roster, there's only one punter. So one of us has to go, and you can imagine who usually goes at the end of the year with us two. But I've had some great experience learning from a guy like that, and this is my third camp now, so I'm going to keep at it as long as I can kind of balance the work during the year and getting into a training camp to get some experience. And it's been great so far. I feel like I'm getting closer, and I've just got to stick with it for maybe another year or two and kind of see what happens.
At Notre Dame, you handled all three kicking chores, so do you have any preference in that, or what's happening in terms of what kind of kicking you're doing?
Well, they're looking at me mainly as a punter and a kickoff guy, but trying to get into a training camp. With NFL Europe being gone this year, there's no NFL Europe exemption, so last year they had 87 guys on a roster with seven that didn't count because of NFL Europe, and now they can only have 50 guys just the 80 count. There's no exemption. So for me to be able to kick, punt, and kick off, it kind of gives me a reason to be on the team, and rather than have a backup kicker and a backup punter, they can bring in a guy like me to kind of take the stress off the starter's legs, and you know, it's win-win. It also gives me some exposure during preseason to get on film.
Hey, DJ, let me ask you, you know, being a Notre Dame graduate and going into the pros and getting these tryouts with these guys, do you see any – is there really that unwritten rule of the advantage coming from Notre Dame? I mean, do you see any of that play through as you've been making this attempt to hit the pros?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Notre Dame is just so well-known and highly regarded out there. It gives you kind of that instant credibility that you've played in big games. You can handle pressure. You can handle the academic schedule and – you can handle the time management aspect of being a professional. But for me specifically as being a kicker, they know that I've kicked in the long grass there, the cold winters, and just kind of I've had that heat from the alumni on top of me my entire career. So they know if they throw me into an NFL game that it's unlikely that I'll let that pressure get to me.
DJ, when you get to the NFL, do they try to rebuild your mechanics and your technique, or are you essentially, you know, the same kicker coming out of college? How do they approach that, coaching you up on technique?
Depending on special teams coach, but I would say the majority of the special teams coaches kind of just let you do your thing, and it's more up to the guy who's the starter there as long as it's not heated competition between two guys. For example, Brian Moorman and I watch film every other day or so, and I'm constantly trying to mold my technique after him just because of his success, and it's kind of like analyzing a golf swing. You know, you want to – if you could mimic your swing like Tiger, I think you'd play a lot better than you do now. So, you know, I'm just trying to learn from him, and it's more coming from him rather than the coach. And whether it's you really want to change things or not, it's up to you. You just want to put yourself in the best position to be consistent and hit the ball, because in the pros it's more protecting against the downside rather than if you hit a 60-yarder and then a 20-yarder. They'd much rather have a guy who's full one on the nose all the time.
Hey, DJ, let me ask you this. I mean, I myself, believe it or not, was a former walk-on kicker at Notre Dame my freshman year. And one of the things I came to learn quickly from being a high school quarterback and then moving over to the other side of the field where you're kicking, you tend to get looked at completely differently as a football player. You know, the team kind of looks at you differently. Even the head coaches. Now, I happen to play under Holtz, who wasn't real fond of kickers. But, you know, as you can imagine, a kicker is kind of his own guy who does one very specific thing in a game. And a lot of times, you know, you're either the hero or you're the goat. But sometimes you get in that situation where you're not really, you know, that entrenched or part of the team, so to speak. At least on the collegiate level, it's a little bit that way. Is it pretty much the same way in the pros? I mean, are you out on an island and you're just there to do your job and they there expect you to do that job? Or how well are you ingrained with the team as a whole?
Well, I would think that maybe depending on which team you go, and each team has its own culture. But here at the Bills, I know that our kickers are great athletes. Like, I know our punter, Brian Mormon, he's in the Track Hall of Fame in the NCAA, I believe, maybe Division One AA or something like that. But, you know, with having as few guys as you do on a pro roster, it's a pretty tight-knit group. And even though there may be segregation between positions because you spend more time with people, as a kicker, you kind of get to mix in with everybody because, you know, you have O-linemen on the field goal team. You have defensive backs and receivers on the punt team. And you get to know everybody, and I think it's a great situation. I'm friends with almost every guy on the team, and, you know, I really mix in well, and I'm thankful for that.
Okay, great. Hey, DJ, one last question here. How's your golf game? You mentioned golf. You still hitting it great?
You know, I haven't gotten to play as much since I've been juggling time between work and football. It seems like on my free time from work, I'm trying to go train for football. And my employer, I'm actually using up all my vacation time to go to two-a-days. And I don't know how much fun that is for most people, but it's been great. They're letting me do that. And I'd love to get out play golf some more. So if you guys are wanting to host me somewhere, I'll fly back immediately.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get a sponsor for that. But, okay, anyway, DJ, I'm sure like most Notre Dame fans, last year was a tough year. Did you get a chance to watch the team? That must have been hard for you to see a 3-9 season.
Yeah, it's tough because the expectations of a place like Notre Dame are so high. And, you know, it's getting to the point where I don't know all the guys on the team anymore. I'm getting older. This is my third camp out. So, you know, it's tough when your friends are struggling through that. But, you know, I know Coach Weiss, you know, in my personal opinion, he's the guy there. He's an unbelievable coach. And, you know, that first year we come out just like with Willingham, just with like with Weiss, that first year when a new coach comes in, it's kind of easy to buy into the system because you've got nothing to lose. It gets a little bit harder, I think, as the years go by for coaches to kind of maintain that freshness and that message. So you just got to get those guys to buy in. And, you know, they got a lot of great kids on that team. And, you know, I don't care what group of guys they have in there. We could go 3-9 like last year. But, you know, like this year, we could come out and go undefeated. It's just that unique quality of Notre Dame that every year could be a national championship year, and that's what everybody roots for. And, I mean, in my heart, I know we could go out undefeated if we really put our mind to it. And we've got all the tools. We just got to go out there and do it.
Okay, DJ, thanks so much for giving us some of your time and giving a lot of Notre Dame fans. I think you were always a fan favorite, given that, you know, a local walk-on who steps up and really you hit a lot of great kicks over the years. And I'm sure people are happy to hear that you got a shot to pursue your NFL dream. So thanks for giving us an update on that and your thoughts on the upcoming season. We appreciate it. Thanks, DJ.
Thanks a lot for having me.
We hope you enjoyed that special interview with DJ Fitzpatrick. We'll be back next week with our regular show previewing Notre Dame versus San Diego State as the 2008 season gets underway. If you have any questions or comments, go to our website and post it at domeanddomer.com or send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com. Until next time, go Irish.